This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess I'm just still dealing with a little bit of hoarseness. I don't know. Maybe it's laryngitis. I don't know. But I think I know why this is happening. You know, I teach now, and the new medical students at Toro University, Nevada, have started and up in class. And, you know, I've already taught a couple classes. And, I am pretty proud of them. And the reason why I'm proud of them is because a couple of them are smart alecks. I honestly am just beaming at the smart alecks. And yesterday, I found myself yelling at them for being smart alecks. I'm just so happy. Now, you know, I think I was, you know, telling them, you know, I'm going to be the patient, okay? You know, so I'm a 25-year-old. You know, some of them put 45, and, you know, somebody diagnosed me with chlamydia, you know, recommended a psych consult, things like that, you know, and I was like, you know, I was really, really proud of them for being creative. I did not like the one who thought I was 45 years old. I thought I've hidden my age pretty well. But unfortunately, after a four-hour lab, I came home barely able to talk, and today I need to teach again. So we'll see how that works, but I'm, you know, it's like, you know, your babies. It's amazing. My boys, the problem with my, you know, current kids is I've already heard every smart aleck thing they've ever done, and they're using my smart aleckness against me. I'm not proud with that. In fact, now being a target is not fun. When you have somebody new that imitates you, right? Imitation is the best flattery. I'm just so, so proud. I think we are going to be very, very fortunate with our future medical providers because of that. By the way, can I just say, wowee, with the Olympics. You know, I gotta tell you, man, maybe it's this year. I have never been so impressed with our youth. Remember, we had the high school students on yesterday from LVA, and then, you know, watching, you know, our team in the Olympics. I'm always proud of our team, but wow. I mean, you know what? Maybe, you know, we're so busy in the media trying to rip on every other generation that, you know, maybe we really need to buttress and support these youth, because wow. I mean, they look like they have it all together. By the way, the women's team won for gymnastics, won Olympic gold. From what we understand, they just blew everybody else out of the water. You will hear them say they are the final five, meaning from here on out with the Olympics, I believe there's only going to be four Olympic women allowed to compete at one time instead of five. I'm not sure what that is about. And I believe their longtime coach and coordinator is retiring. So, you know, kind of bittersweet, but very, very well done. Michael Phelps. And I apologize for not knowing all the female and the other male swimmers. Unfortunately, it dominates the conversation, Michael Phelps, because you have Lockie and, you know, all the other great swimmers, etc. But I got to tell you, the Americans did absolutely phenomenal. Michael Phelps really wanted to win this 200 butterfly match. And, you know, he did, you know, because it was a race that he had an issue with a while back with one of his I believe it was Australian rivals. And by the way, I have to admit, pretty good camaraderie. Remember last time the French were making fun of the Americans, and, you know, there was a lot of, you know, poop talk going back and forth. So I have to say, pretty impressive. Although Michael Phelps did kind of do a finger wave and did show a little bit of attitude, but it's okay. So very, very impressed. Now, what is not too impressive is the amount of exercise we have to do to burn off calories. There is a very interesting infographic that is circulating the internet showing how much of an Olympic sport we would have to do just to burn off 2 glasses of wine. So 2 glasses of wine contain 437 calories, which is a little bit less than a 480, you know, calorie McDonald's burger and fries or 2 Krispy Kreme chocolate iced donuts, which are very yummy. So let's look at the kayakers. Those kayakers, wow, they work out their arms, their shoulders, their upper body, their back, and their core. You would have to kayak for 30 full minutes, Olympic-style kayaking, to burn off those 437 calories. I know, I hate things like this. I remember reading these in the 80s, you know, where you'd have to, like, run 17 miles just to burn off the Big Mac, and you're like, are you kidding me? All right, well, let's look at running. Running, you obviously use your legs, your cardio, your arms, your upper body. You get a lot of muscles, involved and a lot of energy burned. Still 30 minutes to burn off about 465 calories. Boxing, we're using our legs, our back and core, arms and shoulders. You would have to box for 30 minutes to burn off 448 calories. And 448 calories is the same as a double cheeseburger. Now, the rowing team, I've been watching the rowing team, and wow, I don't know how they have any body fat after that. That rowing, wow. They use their arms and their shoulders, their back and their upper body, and of course their legs. It's good cardio. 30 minutes of that. I mean, I would think you just step in a rowboat and you would, you know, lose all these calories. No, 30 minutes of rowing would equal 420 calories, which is, you know, French fries and a lot of other junk food. Cycling, you got your legs, you got your hips and your glutes, you got the cardio, a lot of muscles, great exercise. 30 minutes of that to burn off 420 calories, which is equal to 2 slices of pepperoni pizza, according to this from Daily Mail. What about judo? Judo, you are all over that mat. You are jumping and falling and using balance. So you got shoulders, back, upper body, hips, glutes, legs, arms. 30 minutes of that as well. But 30 minutes will only burn off 360 calories. So maybe rather than judo, row. They also say if you do 30 minutes of judo, you could burn off 2 cafe lattes. Now, I'm watching these swimmers, and I got to say, these swimmers are impressive. Way to go, Team USA. Working their muscles, all muscles, cardio. That butterfly, I don't think I could ever do the butterfly. That butterfly stinks, really, where you have to leap out of the water. 30 minutes of that burns 343 calories. And then football, 30 minutes, 350 calories. Taekwondo, 360 calories. Water polo, 350 calories. Don't eat anything. Then we don't have to do all that Olympic exercise. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have 4 times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The Dr. Elliott Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to talk about the Olympic pool turning green. But really quickly, we're also going to talk about they found another type of birth defect that Zika could cause. We're also going to talk about drunk orexia. It kind of sounds intuitive. It sounds exactly the way it is pronounced. Drunk orexia. We'll talk about that. And scientists think they figured out why we're stiff in the morning. This is pretty cool, because if they figure this out, maybe they know how to treat it. So you can see we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but before I even start, let me just give credit where credit's due. We got some amazing Olympic swimmers. I wish I could give props to every single Olympian out there, but I got to just say, Ledecky, well done. Oh my gosh, I think she's like the number one gold medalist woman with her. How many gold medals does she have now? I just have to give her props. Camille Adams, Haley Anderson, Kathleen Baker, Elizabeth Beisel, Maya DeRado, Hailey Flickinger. And by the way, these guys, their personalities are so nice. Missy Franklin, Molly Hannis, Le King, let me see, Katie Ledecky. I got to find out how many medals she's won, but I mean, she's just blowing everybody out of the water. Simone Manuel, Melanie Margulies, Katie Maley, Leah Neal, Leah Smith, Allison Schmidt, Olivia Smaliga, Dana Vollmer, Amanda Weir, Abby Weitzel, and Kelsey Worrell. And then, of course, the men, Nathan Adrian, Jack Conger, Kevin Cordes, Caleb Dressel, Connor Dwyer, Anthony Irvin, Townley Haas, Ryan Held, Connor Yeager. I love that name, Yeager. Chase Cal, although I really don't like the taste. I can't stand Yeager to taste. I just like the name. Chase Calise, Jay Litherland, Ryan Lochte, Cody Miller, Ryan Murphy, Jacob Pebley, and, of course, Michael Phelps, David Plummer, Josh Prenote, Sean Ryan, Tom Shields, and Jordan Wilmofsky. I've been watching all of them, and boy, they've been just knocking it out. Can't give props to every single Olympian, but I just have to go, wow. And on top of that, some of them are swimming in a green pool. Well, maybe not the swimmers, more the divers. But I guess while we have this big conversation of being green, I think there was an inadvertent greening of one of the pools. The water on the pool where the divers perform and the women's synchronized 10-meter platform turned green, and not just light green, dark green. They say the reason why it turned green was a proliferation of algae caused by the heat and lack of wind in the venue. Something is seriously wrong when an indoor pool for the Olympics turns green. I mean, what lack of care and chemicals and treatment have been happening with the pool. In a statement released to the media, the committee stressed that the water was tested and there was no risk to athletes. It also said the diving should be back to its normal color for the events today. And the adjacent pool, where water polo is being done, that looked fine. British diver Tom Daley took the bronze in the men's synchronized 10-meter platform, also shared his confusion with the different colored pools. He was like, what happened? U.S. men's diver David Budia won the silver on Monday night. He thought maybe it was like a St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it is very green. I didn't notice it because I really wasn't watching the diving part of it. I mean, it's been so difficult to watch all the Olympics, and so I apologize for not watching. I saved them all. But that's kind of interesting. So now you have all these memes out there with Shrek and, fishies from Nemo, and you have Kermit the Frog. So people are having fun with that. But honestly, guys, if you're going to host the Olympics, you got to get your poop together. This is ridiculous. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in addition to microcephaly and neurological disorders, they are now noticing birth limb deformities, and they believe that is being caused by Zika. This limb deformity is called arthrogryposis, or gryposis, I should say, arthrogryposis. 7 babies with suspected Zika infection that they studied in a hospital have been born with hip, knee, elbow, wrist, and or finger joint problems. Now, in the deformities of arthrogryposis, or basically crooked joints, it's caused by these faulty muscles where some are either grown too tight or some are too flaccid. So what ends up happening is the muscles around the joints cause a deformity of the joint. Then what happens is it pulls the baby's limb into a very unnatural position. So in addition to Guillain-Barré and microcephaly and possibly miscarriage,
Now we're looking at deformed limbs. And then obviously babies can have, you know, even if they could survive the lack of neurological insult or injury, very, very difficult to grow, progress, and as they start to get taller, obviously, and bigger. So Dr. Linden's team suspect the Zika virus attacks brain nerve centers, supplying the muscles around the joints rather than the joints themselves. Scans of the baby's brains appear to support this idea. So now we have seven babies that they're looking at. And some of you said, well, it only affected seven. Okay, this is seven that they know of. Yeah, I remember there was a picture of a kid where he didn't have most of his head, and nobody thought that the baby would live, and the baby's already about one and a half. I wonder if they tested that baby for Zika. I mean, now what we have to do is go back and see, you know, what if, you know, we have to look at children that did, unfortunately, you know, that who were born with a deformity, go back and test them. But just because they're positive for Zika doesn't mean Zika was the one that did it or the culprit. Now, very interesting. An article here is saying Puerto Rico's efforts to stop Zika are being hampered. But what are they being hampered by? Nature? No. Mistrust. They say the island is reporting 1,500 new cases of Zika each week. They have hundreds of pregnant women already infected. Public health officials say the outbreak of Puerto Rico will not subside until later in the fall. But health officials say the effort to stop the spread of the virus is being hampered by residents just mistrusting the message, or they're being indifferent, or they're just fatigued. Let me see here. They interviewed 58-year-old Humberto Antonio Guzman, and he says he knows about Zika, and he thinks he should be worried about it, but he's not. He says the outbreak isn't as bad as when Puerto Rico got hit by chikungunya back in 2014, which is another tropical disease to hit the island. He said the chikungunya was very strong, a lot stronger than Zika. With Zika, many people don't even know they have symptoms. And I guess his son had a case of dengue fever. So they say Zika is just another health problem that people here have to deal with. Now, Puerto Rico had its first Zika case last December. Then laboratories have confirmed nearly 9,000 more cases in the territory. Health officials say the actual number of people who have contracted the virus is much higher. They say 2% of blood donations in Puerto Rico are already turning up positive for Zika. So these are people that didn't know they were sick and went to donate blood. The CDC predicts that by the end of the year, more than 20% of the entire population, or some 700,000 people in Puerto Rico, could be exposed to the virus. So, of course, you know, to any of us in the scientific and medical community, I mean, we're scared. According to Brenda Rivera Garcia, a state epidemiologist in Puerto Rico, she says this is the first time she's ever seen a Puerto Rico-born virus that's capable of crossing the placenta and causing major birth defects. In extreme cases, the virus is being linked to microcephaly that we talked about, and we know it could be sexually transmitted. So with them getting 1,500 new cases a week, I don't see how they think it's going to die off by September or October. Now, I understand mosquitoes start to be less frisky. We don't seem to see as many issues with mosquitoes as we get to the colder months. But I got to tell you, these Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, they are pretty strong suckers. And now you have virus in people that are having sex. And people, if they choose to have unprotected sex, could be spreading it. So I don't predict any real handle on this for at least a year or two. And then I think we'll be seeing sequela for years on end. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Home Depot has recalled patio chairs that break. Okay, I don't want anybody giggling about the thought of you sitting in a chair breaking. Dangerous, dangerous. They have a crack at the base, and they abruptly dump their occupants on the ground, even though they're comfy and have built-in lumbar support. Home Depot is recalling patio chairs that were sold individually or in patio sets after 410 reports of the metal swivel stands cracking. 16 reports of injury, mostly bruises and cuts from the fall. I believe it's about $200 for a set of two chairs and $500 for a seven-piece patio set. Contact Home Depot to get more information on the recall. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we are pulling together to create National Blood Donation Week.
This is very, very exciting because the blood banks are reporting shortages, especially after a summer of a decrease in people being able to donate blood. Not to mention, we've had a couple counties in Florida that can't donate blood because of the Zika virus in those particular areas, as well as people traveling, coming back to America, not being able to donate blood. And any of our very loyal blood donors who are right now in Brazil enjoying the Olympics, they will be coming back not able to donate blood for at least a month. So we have National Blood Donation Week already in the works with multiple states being involved. We have Vermont and Rhode Island and New Mexico and Nevada, obviously, and it's been amazing, Mississippi, Michigan, to see all the support that we're getting to help our blood banks. If you could donate blood, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We also have a Sleeves Up campaign through National Blood Donation Week. That link is also there on the website. Or go to my website and look up the particular state. But by the way, if you could even host a drive, I will tell you how to do it and get you in touch with a blood bank that can help you. So please, anything you could do. As you know, we don't need blood when there's, the best time to donate blood is not when there's a crisis. The best time to donate blood is before the crisis, so it's all ready to go. And if you can, donate blood up to 3 times a year. All right, so drunkorexia, what is that? Well, drunk, and then orexia, kind of like anorexia. Apparently, there's this worrying trend that we are seeing where large numbers of people are ditching meals for alcohol. Now, I don't know why they think this is new. I mean, I saw this 20, 30 years ago, and nothing new. But apparently, there's a new report, and they looked at British men and women, and they found that 43% of British men and 35% of women aged 18 to 24 skipped meals earlier in the day so they could drink more later on. This was compared to just 10% of people over age 55. The report warned that this trend called drunkorexia is now prolific. Now, you see, when I was growing, when I went to school, there was also money issues. So I had a choice of ordering a full meal with vegetables and sides, etc., or using the very little money that I had on alcohol, which was kind of expensive, all right, if you went to a bar. And so, unfortunately, many of us made that same decision. And it's a shame. But guys, nothing has changed, okay? This is obviously, something very rampant in the youth. The problem is it's not just an issue of saving money. It's the idea of, well, if I'm on an empty stomach, I'm really going to get the buzz. Well, yes, on an empty stomach, the alcohol is going to hit you sooner. Unfortunately, you're also going to be putting yourself at risk for acute alcohol poisoning. This could cause confusion, vomiting, passing out. It could increase liver issues, heart disease, and even cancer. Dr. John Giles, medical director and healthcare provider at Benenden, commented on the findings. They say even with the spending of many millions of pounds in the NHS, the public health organizations, it seems that basic information about diet well-being is not getting through to the public. And so 1 in 5 admitted to eating less so they could drink more. 40% of 25 to 34-year-olds said they skipped a meal to save the calories. So many of you will be, looking at the at the reports on calories. Like, we opened the show today talking about how much of an Olympic workout you would need with rowing, boxing, running to be able to burn off calories from a burger. So, people take that information and then they turn around and say, well, then, what I'll do is I'll just skip the meal. This way, if 2 glasses of wine means I would have to work out for 30 full minutes Olympic style. But now, by the way, we brought up Great Britain because I want to segue into this next story. There's a lot of drama going on right now with the British healthcare system. What we're understanding is they're having issues with rising demand in healthcare and failing funds. Okay, something to really think about as we here in the United States are touting how good a socialized medicine healthcare system would be good for us. And what's happening, from what I understand, is St. Helens Clinical Commissioning Group has drawn up plans in a bid to cope with this. And under the proposal, GPs will not be allowed to send any patients to the hospital for tests or to see a specialist unless it is vital that they are assessed immediately. Now, Dr. Leader said this move is unacceptable and called on the government to take action. The British Medical Association has piped up saying, look, cancer patients are often diagnosed after being sent for tests due to vague symptoms that are not considered medically urgent. St. Helens Clinical Commissioning Group said clinical urgent referrals, suspected cancer, and referrals for sick children will not be included and will be referred as normal. But any referral of patients with vague symptoms that is planned or not considered emergency will be banned for 4 months. Now, some of you will say, well, yeah, if someone's having a vague, you know, issue, you know, they don't necessarily have to, you know, go and be seen. How many times have I seen a vague issue be serious? Remember I told you there was that patient saying, yeah, I get allergies a lot. Really get allergies? Oh, yeah, so I need some more Nasonex because I have postnasal drip. I look at his throat and he has a base of the tongue cancer. He was dead within 6 months. So if somebody like he would have been forced to wait 4 months until he could be seen, how is that good care? So they're suspending gluten-free foods, specialist fertility services to people under 37, referrals for over-the-counter medication like painkillers, cough, and cold remedies. Apparently there's painkillers over-the-counter, I guess, in Europe. And histamine, some skin conditions. From what we understand, they're looking at a multiple million funding gap over the coming year and will have to raise, I believe, $20 million next year. I'm not sure. I need to look up the number. So they know it's not going to be popular, but they have a financial black hole so wide that it may soon have to withdraw other healthcare services to cope. So we're looking at a system here that has been socialized. They do things very differently than we do here in America. And we were told that that would, you know, help us. We're having people tout public option, single payer, and a socialized medical system will take over after that. It has to. You can't have the government take control of one aspect of care and then be, you know, suspiciously hands-off or ironically hands-off for the private delivery of it. No, they're going to be very much involved. And so with that, eventually they're going to try to head off the doctor shortage or the lack of doctor participation in the new public option or single payer system by getting involved. And, you know, as doctors leave, I told you, you know, doctors threatening to leave, medicine is a good thing for the government because then they could turn around and hire people that are not doctors who are a heck of a lot cheaper. And many non-doctors practice very, very well, very effectively. I have no problem being seen by a nurse practitioner, physician assistant. And I got to tell you, even my neighborhood pharmacist is damn good. All right. But they cost less money for the government. So why would the government hire doctors if they could hire somebody else to deliver care? So it's very frustrating. I would hate to think that people in Britain have to wait 4 months for something that is deemed by a non-medical professional non-urgent. You know, and, you know, if they have to take a questionnaire, and let's say, you know, how many symptoms? I had a lady come in with tooth pain, and it ended up being a heart attack. You cannot triage over a computer or over a phone. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TOM-TELLY.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we wake up in the morning and we don't seem to be able to move. You know, in the middle of the night, we're doing okay. Middle of the night, you know, we're kind of sleeping, we're kind of moving around, but when we wake up in the morning, it is bad. Well, scientists have been trying to wreck their head as to why. What is the exact mechanism of this? And researchers have gotten a little bit closer. They found a type of protein called cryptochrome. Cryptochrome apparently represses inflammatory pathways during nighttime sleep. So this causes a delay in symptoms. And our body will suppress inflammation as we sleep, so we get a good night's sleep. Our body wants us to sleep. This cryptochrome, which represses the inflammatory pathways, could possibly help us develop drugs to treat inflammatory diseases like arthritis. So this is what they did, okay? They were playing with cells of the joints of mice and humans. They harvested cells from joints of healthy mice and humans, which kind of play a role behind the inflammatory arthritis. Now, these cells had a 24-hour rhythm. When the rhythm was disrupted and the cryptochrome gene was knocked out, the inflammation came back. So it suggests that the cryptochrome protein has anti-inflammatory properties. They said when drugs were given to activate the protein, then it was found to protect against inflammation. So Dr. Julie Gibbs of the University of Manchester said, by understanding how the biological clock regulates inflammation, we can begin to develop new treatments which might exploit this knowledge, they say. Furthermore, by adapting the time of day at which current drug therapies are administered, we may be able to make them more effective. So they say it follows a study last week which discovered that our spinal discs have a 24-hour body clock that could cause debilitating pain when we get out of sync. So we have aging, we have inflammation, this causes disc degeneration, and the study found a body clock malfunction. So another, I guess, piece of proof, evidence, that we need to sleep, we need to stick to a rhythm, we need to protect the body clock. For more information on this, you guys go to the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology. Getting good physical activity not only will help prevent pain, they have found in this study that it will reduce the risk of 5 major diseases. The data looked at 174 studies comprising 149 million person years of follow-up, suggesting that the more total regular daily physical activity one has, whether it's recreation, whether it's transportation, whether it's occupational activity, daily chores, will lower the risk of these 5. Breast cancer, colon cancer, diabetes, ischemic heart disease, and ischemic stroke. And I don't know about you all, but I'm scared to death of getting all 5 of those, or any of them. And now, they say significant reductions in those conditions were seen only with total activity levels considerably higher than the minimum 600 metabolic equivalent minutes per week recommended by the World Health Organization for health benefits. That 600 METs equates to about 150 minutes per week of brisk walking or 75 minutes a week of running. An MET is defined as the ratio of a metabolic rate during that activity to the metabolic rate when resting. So we found that if the MET minutes per week went from 600 to 3,000 to 4,000, that actually showed less additive benefit. They say a person could achieve 3,000 MET minutes a week by incorporating different types of physical activity into the routine. So let's say you climb stairs for 10 minutes. Let's say you vacuum for 15. Let's say you garden for 20, or you run for 20, or you walk, or you cycle for transportation, or 25 minutes on a daily basis. You could very easily hit that 3,000 MET minutes a week. So you gotta get some physical activity in. You know, I talk to many of you who say, look, I'm not gonna start working out. There's no sense. I don't have time to go to the gym. To heck with the gym.
Okay? I mean, I never tell people to go to the gym. I think the gym is excellent if you can go. But so many people that don't routinely exercise, it's very hard for them to get started, you know, becoming addicted to the gym. And, you know, I had been there where I could not miss a day. And I was very, very loyal and, you know, very, I have to say the word addicted. I mean, I would not miss a workout until I had to move. And then I had to come up with another way to work out. And I would run or, you know, do something else. But the reason why I bring that up is if you have any qualms about joining a gym or you think you're going to be too embarrassed or you don't think you're going to want to pay the dues, etc., I recommend that you do something different. I recommend you do any sort of exercise, like, for example, you know, dancing. Put on your favorite YouTube song and jiggle around. Okay, I do that all the time. I love to dance. So I'll put some music on and then I'll start to dance. Okay, and I know my kids make fun of me. They're like, really, Mom? You know, that's not dancing. And then, you know, I tell them off and I tell them, leave me alone, etc. But it, you know what? It works for me. It's a form of exercise. When I watch the Olympics, I exercise while watching the Olympics. I got a treadmill on. Or I'll do, my father in the Army, you used to take a broom and you would put the broom behind your shoulders and then you would, you know, twist your abs. And, you know, for some of us, that's not the best thing for back, but I got to tell you, it's a great exercise. You don't feel like you're exercising and you're moving. All right? You can do burpees. You know, burpees are kind of fun, but for me, they're hard on my knees. You could have sex. You could do some chores. There's a lot of things you could do. So get this out of your head that you have to go to the gym for 2 hours. You do not have to do that. You could do something at home. By the way, one thing that keeps me out of the gym is I'm not very comfortable with the way my body looks, but this is a very interesting study. They said women are more comfortable with their body type compared to men. And see, I thought men, well, you know, they couldn't care less if their shirt's off. They say women have higher acceptance for their body type in the current times than they ever did in the past. The findings are based on a meta-analysis having over 250 studies representing 100,000 participants. This ranges from 1981 to 2012. The researchers have gone through over 31 years of data and found men to be having similar level of dissatisfaction about their bodies throughout. In the case of women, a change in the trend was noticed. Well, I know why. Now, they say women were more dissatisfied with their bodies than men, but their level of discontent declined over time. Well, that's because we could now put good pictures of ourselves online and look good. You know, when I post a picture of me online, I look super skinny. I don't know how it works. Maybe it's because I cut my body out or I angle it a certain way. I don't know. But, you know, there's a way to make yourself look good online. And I think a lot of us are noticing that, you know, we look good online. So that's that we perceive that as to being our real image. And it's not. So, you know, having a better sense of body image may be cool. But are we getting a realistic body image sense? Study researchers said if they look up factors that have made women to criticize themselves less about their bodies, then they figure out certain theories. Overall, we are having a higher weight. We're having an increased weight line. Over two-thirds of adults are either overweight or obese. We have an issue where we are distracting, we are deflecting, we are projecting false images of ourselves, and then unfortunately we manipulate ourselves to thinking we're good. Until we realize that we are overweight, until we realize that we have a problem with our drinking, we have a problem with our smoking, you aren't going to fix it. You know, and you know, people don't want to get depressed. They're like, look, I can't deal with the stress of looking at my weight, so I don't want to deal with it. Well, then you got to go to a place like I like Weight Watchers, because they're so positive about weight. They're so positive about working together and how, you know, you're not the only one, that I find that pretty helpful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Rebel. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.